So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is translated and purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, known in its acronym form as ISKCON, chapter number 2, text number 41. Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Yavyasayatmika buddhi
Eke
hakuru nandana
Bahushakaya
nantascha
Buddhayo
vyayasayanam. Translation: those who are on this path are resident in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called yavisayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 2262, states, Shraddha Shabde Vishvashaka He Suridda Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahaya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruit of activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches. So, by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master, wake up, who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student, and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows.
Yashya prasadad bhagavat prasado Yashya prasadan nagati kutopi Dhai hanstu vangstasya yashastri sanjam Vande guroshi sharanara vindam.
By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul, beyond the conception of the body. Not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer a chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gunanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, this is a most important verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Why is it so important for us? Because we are not resolute. Because our intelligence is many-branched. Going here, going there, going everywhere, but Krishna's lotus feet. There are 2 states of mind. You can have a focused mind. Focused means one-pointed, as described here. And the other is splayed mind. It's not focused. It's just here, there, and everywhere. It's not at any one point. Where is such an unfocused mind going? Jayato vishayan pungsang sangateshu badayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodo vijayate krodat bhavati sang maha sang mahat smiti vibrama smiti brahmshad buddhina sho buddhina shad pranashyati. You know the Sanskrit? You don't know the Sanskrit. So, this verse Krishna explains to Arjuna. He says, while contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger arises. From anger, bewilderment of memory. And when memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when one's intelligence is lost, then
bloop, he falls down again into the material pool. So one whose mind is not focused, is not one-pointed, fixed on Krishna, his mind will be going everywhere, just like in Vrindavan we see those monkeys. They're running here, running there to steal some bananas here, to steal some a camera here, some japa beads here, anything they can steal.
Те се скитат насам натам, опитвайки се да откраднат разни неща, банани, фотокамера, джапа, всичко което могат.
So, if your mind is like a monkey,
така, ако нашия ум е като маймуна,
this verse describes your mind.
Този ум описва нашия ум. Този стих описва нашия ум.
Buddhyo vyasayanam. You have a many branched and bahu shaka means many branches.
Bahu shaka означава с много разклонение.
And then Krishna makes it even stronger. He says bahu shaka hyanantash, which means unlimited. Why many? Unlimited.
И Кришна още по-силно казва bahu shaka, което означава не много, а просто неограничен брой.
For someone who is not fixed in Krishna consciousness, they have unlimited material desires.
За някой, който не е установен в Кришна съзнание, той има безброй много желания.
Even if they can be given the entire universe for their sense gratification, they will still not be satisfied.
Дори и цялата вселена да им се даде за стимулно свържение, те въпреки това няма да бъдат удовлетворени.
Why is that?
И защо така?
Do you know why that is?
Знаете ли защо?
Dushparena nalena cha. That the lust burns like fire and it is never satisfied.
Това е защото похотта изгаря като огън и никога не е удовлетворявана.
No matter how much fuel you may feed to the fire.
Независимо колко гориво
that fire will never be satisfied. The more fuel you feed it, the hotter its lust for more fuel becomes. So do not think that you can become happy by satisfying your material desires. Of all the places on this planet where people are trying to satisfy their material desires, the most successful place in doing that is called the United States of America. And those people are miserable.
Тези хора там са много нещастни.
Even though they have all material facility.
Въпреки че имат всякакви материални удобства.
The children come to school with guns.
Децата ходят на училище с...
And they shoot their teachers and their fellow students.
И те застрелват учителите си и съучениците си.
Because they are so frustrated.
Защото са толкова фрустрирани, разочаровани учени.
And if a worker gets laid off from his job,
ако един работник бъде отстранен от работата си,
then he comes the next day with a gun
на следващия ден той идва с пистолет,
to shoot his boss and to shoot his co-workers and then to shoot himself.
Да застреля своя шеф, своите колеги и накрая и самия себе си.
These are common things in America. They happen all the time. Actually, every week or so you hear about some mass shooting somewhere at a school or a place of employment.
Това са обикновени неща, които се срещат, се случват всяка седмица в Америка, ще чуем как някой застрелва своите.
And this is the country which is most successful in satisfying material desires.
И това е страната, която се слави с най-голям успех в удовлетворяване на материалните желания.
So now do you understand why the pathway of sense enjoyment is a futile path?
И сега разбирате ли защо пътят на сетивното наслаждение е един безплоден път?
It is a dead end street.
Този път е задънена улица.
It goes nowhere.
Не води никъде.
If it goes anywhere at all, it's off the edge of a cliff.
Ако води някъде, то е това е ръба на пропаста, но там води.
So, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are indeed fortunate.
Така в движение за Кришна съзнание ние сме действително много щастливи.
We have been given the scientific technique.
Защото ни е дадена научната техника, метод.
How to make the mind resolute in purpose.
Как да направим своят ум решителен в намерение.
How to have one-pointed consciousness.
Как съзнанието ни да е...
One-pointed consciousness.
Устойчиво, фиксирано.
Yavisayatmaka buddhi. So, therefore we must be intelligent.
Затова ние трябва да бъдем интелигентни.
We should take advantage of this wonderful knowledge that Prabhupada is bestowing upon us.
Ние трябва да се възползваме от това прекрасно знание, което Шрила Прабхупада ни е дарил.
We should learn the art of how to become purely fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ние трябва да научим това изкуство как чисто да се установи на Кришна съзнание.
24 hours a day.
За 24 часа в нощта.
7 days a week.
7 дена в седмицата.
52 weeks a year.
52 седмици в годината.
10 years a decade.
10 години в десетилетието.
And 10 decades a century. And we could say 10 centuries per millennium. Because that, what is the name? That Vibha Mangala Thakur, he lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. So the point is that the mind must be fixed. Sometimes people ask me, how do I become fixed in Krishna consciousness? How can I be always absorbed in Krishna consciousness? How should I speak? How should I act? So that I can always be in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. The answer is actually very, very simple. You simply have to keep your mind fixed in Krishna consciousness. Do you know Vedic psychology? Vedic psychology is a very simple thing. There are four stages.
Има четири етапа.
Thinking, feeling, willing, and acting.
Мислене, желание, чувстване и действие.
If you think about something long enough,
ако мислите за нещо достатъчно дълго време,
you will feel like doing it.
Ще започнете да желаете да го правите.
And if you feel like doing something long enough, you will make the decision that yes, I will do it. And if you make the decision, yes, I will do it, then surely you will do it. Just like someone in their mind, they may think,
sex.
It's so much fun. They may think like that. It's so much fun to have sex. And they keep thinking about it. Then they feel, yeah, That'd be wonderful. I really feel like having sex. Then they think, yeah, I will have sex. Let me find someone who's willing to have sex with me, you see. And then they do it. You see? So it all begins with thinking. If you want to be Krishna conscious, you cannot allow your mind to contemplate the objects of the senses. You may think, what's the harm? I'm only meditating on having sex. I'm not actually having sex, I'm just meditating on it, so it's okay. But it doesn't work that way. If you meditate on it, and you keep meditating on it, you will have sex. That's a fact. You can't stop it. Of course, licit sex is allowed. If I'm a householder and my Guru Maharaj has authorized me to have a child, then I may try to make my wife pregnant. That is spiritual. But any other utilization of sex, either married or unmarried, that is illicit. That sort of sexual indulgence kills bhakti. So, therefore, we have to nip it in the bud. As soon as you see that your mind is contemplating sex, you have to immediately smash it. What are you doing, you rascal? Stop it! Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just see how staunch was Haridas Thakur. The most beautiful young prostitute, not like the sleazy whores of the modern day society. She was a beautiful young girl like a demigoddess. And she came to that secluded place where Haridas was doing his japa. And she took off all of her clothes. And she was dancing in front of Haridas Thakur, very beautifully dancing. In a very charming way she was dancing. But Haridas Thakur, he was not affected. He had realized what is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Param drishtva nivartate, that higher taste, you see. One who has actually relished the taste of the holy names. He will not be attracted by anything of this material world. Therefore it is stated, Bhakti Vinod Upadesh Ekpar Nam Rase Motore. You know that song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur? In that song it is stated, Bhakti Vinod Thakur advises, just once relish the sweet nectar of Krishna's holy name. Because if you can actually taste that nectar of the holy name even one time, you will never, ever, 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 ever be attracted by any sensory pleasure of this material existence. Even up to the position of being Brahma himself, you will reject, even if you are offered the post of Brahma, you will not be attracted. Ekbar namanase mature. Just one time, relish this nectar. So this is the actual key. If we want to become bahushaka, what is that? If we want to become vyavyasayatmaka buddhi, fixed in our intelligence, then we must dive very, 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 very deeply into nama ras. The sweet nectar of Krishna's holy names. Everything is there. You have all the equipment. You have all the paraphernalia. You have all facility to achieve unlimited success, unlimited happiness, unlimited peace, unlimited knowledge, unlimited satisfaction and love. It's right there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
If you suppress this desire for sex in this life, wouldn't it be manifested again in the next life?
Okay, so his question is, if I suppress my sex desire now, which is a natural drive, then won't it come out later on in my next lifetime? That is the question. But the answer is this. Your sex desire is not the original desire. The original urge of that of your soul is to love God. But when that love of God comes in contact with the material atmosphere, it is transformed into lust. Just consider this example. When the rain falls from the sky, it is pure distilled water. But when it contacts the earth, it becomes muddy. Through a filtering process, that muddy water can again become clear water. The natural state of the water is to be clear, not muddy. So, sex desire is a muddy state of the consciousness. The water does not have to be muddy. There is no question of suppressing sex desire. You simply have to purify it of the mud. And then you will see that that thing which you thought was the most wonderful thing, namely sex desire, is nothing but a muddied version of that which is indeed the most wonderful thing. Love of God. So the point is, if you love Krishna, you won't have to suppress your sex desire. There's a very nice verse in this connection. There was one king, his name was Jamunacharya. Formerly he had a different name when he was king, but he became a great acharya, Jamunacharya. So formerly he was a king and he was enjoying all sorts of sexual pleasure. But then he became a devotee. And he wrote this wonderful prayer in Sanskrit language. Yadavadi mama chaita Krishna padarvinde Navarasa damanun yatarantumasit Jadavadi bhattanari sangame smaryumane Bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanamcha. Which means, ever since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, deriving nava-nava rasa, ever-increasing pleasure in that service. You can translate that half of it.
Този стих се казва, откакто аз съм ангажиран в трансцендентално служене на Шри Шри Рада и Кришна, вкусвайки във всеки момент ново и ново, нова раса, ново удоволствие.
Ever since I've been tasting that sweet nectar of Krishna consciousness,
откакто аз вкусвам този сладък нектар на Кришна съзнание,
if the thought of sex pleasure comes to my mind, I don't have to suppress it.
Ако мисълта за сексуално наслаждение дойде в ума ми, аз не трябва да я потискам.
Because immediately I find it to be so disgusting.
Защото аз незабавно я намирам за толкова отвратителна.
That I simply want to spit.
Че просто искам да извърна устни и да заплюя.
If someone offered you a plate of human feces, stool, for your dinner, would you have to suppress your desire to eat the human feces? Thinking, well, if I don't eat it now, I'll have to eat it in my next life. If tonight we offer you for the Sunday, there's a dinner tonight. And we offer you a plate of stool. Would you like to eat that? I'm sorry to make such a gross example, but it's for a point. A devotee does not have to suppress his desire for sex. Any more than you would have to suppress a desire, oh, I really want to eat that stool, but I think I better detach myself from it. Krishna consciousness is not artificial renunciation. That you deny your desires so they have to come out later on. No. Krishna consciousness means to get a higher taste. Prabhupada told us this. I could go into a whole room simply filled with beautiful naked women everywhere. And I would not be attracted. So, for one who is actually fixed in Krishna consciousness, there is no question of suppression. Next question.
Други въпрос.
Interesting.
И все пак аз съм чувал, че началото в съзнание е горчиво, по-нататък става сладко. Докато материалното наслаждение в началото е сладко, а след това става горчиво. Защо е горчиво в начало? Като е толкова
But he said, I have heard that that in the beginning the Krishna consciousness is bitter and then it becomes sweet. But sense gratification on the other side, in the beginning it's sweet, but then it turns into poison. So he's asking why in Krishna consciousness should be bitter in the beginning.
Did you find it bitter when you joined?
Когато се присъедини, струваше ли ти се горчиво?
Why did you join if it was bitter? Actually, that description is not Krishna consciousness is bitter. That's happiness in the mode of goodness is bitter in the beginning. That's sattva gun is bitter in the beginning and sweet in the end. Krishna consciousness is sweet in the beginning and sweet in the end. Yes, it is very sweet. Next question. Don't ask all at once. Well, I guess you all want the lecture to stop. Everyone wants Prashadam, then, I guess. So, there's no question. Any questions in the back there? Yes.
You have mentioned that a person should be 24 hours a day engaged in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
How can we practically apply this if we have to work a job? And
yes, by working for Krishna.
Krishna.
Yet Krishna says, Yat Karoshi, whatever you do, do it for me. So you must do your job for Krishna, not for sense gratification. Is that all right?
Krishna казва, трябва да вършиш всичко за мен, така че ти трябва да работиш за Кришна, не за стилно служение.
One who goes to work but offers the result of that work to Krishna, he is the greatest sannyasi.
Този, който работи, но предлага резултат от работата си на Кришна, той е най-великият сан'яси.
So you must become sannyasi.
Така че ти трябва да станеш сан'яси.
You must work for Krishna.
Да работиш за Кришна.
That means every penny of what you earn, that is for Krishna, not for sense gratification. You must spend every penny in a Krishna conscious way. Give as much support as you can to ISKCON, and whatever you spend on yourself, make sure you're doing it in a Krishna conscious way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he talks like that. When he's written in these words, he says that I will go to my job and I will earn an income to maintain your household, Krishna. It is your house, your household. So I go to work to maintain your household.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur казва по този начин, аз ще ходя на работа и ще печеля пари за да поддържам твоя дом, Кришна.
Any more questions?
Вопроси?
Yeah? No? Okay. You have a question? Okay.
I was thinking about what is the importance of being Radha conscious.
Radha Kund.
Radha conscious.
Radha conscious.
Radha conscious.
Yes.
Yes, what about Radha consciousness?
What is the importance of being Radha conscious?
Krishna consciousness means Radha consciousness. But if you try to have Radha consciousness without Krishna, that is sahajya. We have seen we come from, our home base is in Austin, Texas, and there is one big Radha temple. They are simply into Radha consciousness. They say that Radha is the supreme. But that is not a fact. We see that actually they are sahaja. They say Radharani is the supreme. But they also mix in Mayavadi philosophy also. They say Vishnu is the supreme. Shiva is the supreme. This sahajism, it can easily become contaminated by Mayavadi philosophy. We should follow the path of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They know Radharani better than you. The Goswamis are actually gopis. You think they don't know who is Radharani? They are gopis from Vrindavan. And they have come with Krishna to this world to push forward Krishna bhakti in this planet. They are Radharani's personal associates. And they are teaching what is the pathway of Krishna bhakti. So do not jump over the head of the six Goswamis to try to become so-called Radha conscious. Follow the pathway of the six Goswamis. And then you will become a gopi, one of Radharani's associates. Don't concoct some new thing, Radha conscious, Radha consciousness. You will rot in this material world with your concoction, sahaja concoction. Is that all right? Next question.
What is the difference between realizing Brahman and impersonalism?
The difference between realizing Brahman
and impersonal philosophy.
Oh, well, impersonal philosophy. You mean between the philosophy and the realization, or between Brahman?
Between Brahman realization and impersonalism.
Oh, Brahman realization is the impersonalists. Those who are studying the philosophy and trying to practice the impersonalism, their goal is to achieve Brahman realization. The philosophy of those who are trying to achieve Brahman realization is impersonalism. Just like the philosophy of those who want to achieve Krishna Prem, their philosophy is Bhagavad philosophy. Those who want to achieve Brahman realization, their philosophy is impersonalism. Our philosophy is personalism.
нашата философия е персонализъм.
And their philosophy is impersonalism.
А тяхната философия е имперсонализъм.
They achieve Brahman realization.
Те постигат реализация на Брахман.
And we achieve Bhagavan realization.
А ние постигаме реализация на Бхагаван.
So, what is the difference between Bhagavan realization and Brahman realization?
И каква е разликата между Бхагаван и Брахман реализацията?
Aruhya krachchena parangpadam tada pajantyucho nadrita yushmad angriya. You know that word? That after achieving, Bhagavatam says, after achieving Brahman realization.
Bhagavatam kaza, che sled kato postigate realizacija na Brahman.
Patanti yadho. They fall down into this material existence.
Те отново падат.
So do you think endeavoring on the impersonal path of Brahman realization is worth it? Do you guarantee to fall down after some time into this material existence once again? How long will you fly in the sky of Brahman? As soon as you run out of fuel, you'll have to come down again. So instead of flying in the sky of Brahman, go to that planet in the Brahman sky from which there is no coming back to this material existence. That planet is known as Krishna Loka. From that planet there is no coming back to Sophia. Next question. What was the question?
In one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada said that we should not disturb Lord Chaitanya by calling him God. We should not... He doesn't like it, so...
Where is that purport?
Kade. Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I have to see the exact context of how that's stated. Because Lord Chaitanya also revealed in the Gaura Arti, we have that song Gaura Arti, which celebrates the time when Lord Chaitanya revealed himself as God. And Srila Prabhupada routinely has explained that Lord Chaitanya is God again and again and again. So I have to see the context of that purport before I can answer it. One should not try to take anything that Prabhupada says out of context. That is a dangerous tendency. One must see everything in the context. Otherwise, one can become diverted by the material nature, mental speculation. Do not become a mental speculator. Become a fully realized bhakta. That is our pathway. Do you understand? Yeah. But I'd be interested to see if you can show me exactly which verse. I'd be very interested to read that purport, just understand the context.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing you've pointed out to me. I didn't know about that. I read that purport long time. I read the whole book, but I don't remember that purport. So that's interesting. You can kindly show me the exact verse. I'd be very happy to read that.
Чел съм цялата книга, но може би съм забравил точно този момент, така че ако може да ми покажеш, аз ще съм ти благодарен.
So, anything else? Yes.
What's the difference between Mayavadi philosophy and impersonal philosophy? If someone believes that by following a mystic process he can become a...
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 41, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 10th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Well, let me start with the first question. You asked one question. What is the difference between impersonalism and Mayava? Yes. That was the first question. Let me answer that one first. There is a subtle distinction that Prabhupada has made. Mayavad philosophy, what is the meaning of the word Mayavad or Mayavadi? They are called Mayavadi, those who say that the form of Krishna is an illusion. They say the form of Krishna is Maya. They are called Mayavadi because they say Krishna's form is Maya. A Mayavadi is automatically an impersonalist. But an impersonalist may not necessarily be a Mayavadi. Impersonalist means his conception of God is that God is the highest, he has reached the point of understanding the impersonal Brahman is the highest truth. If he is actually sincere seeker of truth and he is pious, the impersonalist, when told about Krishna, he will be transformed into a Vaishnava. Shukadeva Goswami was an impersonalist within the womb of his mother. And when he heard the Bhagavatam being recited by his father, Vedavyas, he came a Vaishnava. He was fixed in impersonal Brahman realization within the womb of his mother. But the impersonalist, he cannot deal with the material energy. He's afraid of falling down. So he decided to spend a little extra time in his mother's womb, not to come out. So the ladies here who have given birth to children, just imagine if you had a child in your womb for 16 years. So for 16 years, Sukadev stayed in the womb of his mother. Because he was staunch impersonalist. I don't want to fall into Maya. But then when he heard the glories of Krishna, he said, "Ah, there is no fear of Maya now." So he came out of the womb. But he was thinking, better safe than sorry. Better not to stay here with my mother and father. Better to take sannyas immediately. So before he even got any clothes to wear, he took off running as soon as he was born. And his father was running after him. "My dear boy, please come home. We love you." But he kept running even faster to get away from his father. Completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In fact, he was so purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He went running by the place where all the women were completely naked, taking a bath in the secluded area. All the women were nude. He came running through that area. They did not bother to cover themselves because they saw he's just like a little baby. He's completely pure. He does not see man or woman. But then the father, he comes along, Vedavyas, a literary incarnation of God, he's running. So when the father arrives, all the ladies immediately run for cover. Oh, a man has come. Better hide or cover up, hide. So one may say, but Vedavyas is also a pure devotee. Why they didn't cover for Shukadev, a young boy, a 16-year-old youth? They covered for the father. Why? Because he is playing the part of a householder. And a householder, he has to distinguish. Here is a male, here is a female. Otherwise, how he can be a householder? So, in this way, we have to understand. Next question. Yeah.
What group of persons you will include Sai Baba, devotees, impersonalists, or Mayavadis?
Bogies.
Bogies. His mom.
Yes.
You said in connection with Shukadev Goswami and Vyasadev, and that a householder has to distinguish between male and female.
Yeah.
So, but simultaneously, we should not identify with our body.
Yeah.
At any time.
Yeah.
So how to?
So you can see here is a spirit soul in a male body, and here is a spirit soul in a female body. So, anything else? So everyone is satisfied now? All questions are answered. All doubts are erased. Everyone is ready now to fully surrender at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. That's very nice. So we will stop here. Raja Vidjat Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Sanatana Guru Ki Jai.